You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to an evening walk down the Lal Street. The rupee and crude have dragged Sensex 550 points and the Nifty has ended below 10,900. These were among the big stories to have emerged out of the Lal Street. We'll of course go into a little more detail than that as we take an evening walk down the Lal Street. My name is Rakesh and you're listening to Money Control.
An evening walk down the Lal Street with Money Control.
Bears tightened their grip on the Lal Street on Wednesday today as the Sensex plunged more than 600 points into day and the Nifty closed below 10,900 levels. Weakening rupee and rising crude oil prices raised the possibility of another rate hike in the Monetary Policy Committee's three-day meeting, which began today. All sectoral indices ended in the red, barring metals, bank, auto, FMCG, IT and financial services indices, which were down between 1% and 3%. The 30-share BSE Sensex lost 550.51 points or 1.51% to close at 35,975.63, but the market breadth remained positive throughout the session. About 1,451 shares advanced against 1,187 shares declining on the BSE due to buying in select small caps. The BSE small cap index gained 0.2%, whereas mid cap lost 1.1%. Jagannatham Thunuguntla, Senior VP and Head of Research Wealth at Centrum Broking, told Money Control, and I quote, "Despite government's decisive move about ILNFS, the market's are under relentless pressure on the back of crude oil touching multi-year highs and rupee making fresh all-time lows. The precarious positioning of international macros simply not letting the pressure off the market." Unquote. He said the markets are eagerly awaiting decisive relief measures from the government to provide confidence to the Indian rupee, which is making fresh all-time lows almost on a daily basis. The 50-share NSE Nifty slipped 150 points, or 1.36%, to close at 10,858.3, but managed to hold its crucial support of 10,850 levels. Mazhar Mohammed, Chief Strategist, Technical Research and Trading Advisory at ChartviewIndia.in, told Money Control, and I quote, "In forthcoming sessions, if Nifty 50 doesn't stabilize around its 200-day EMA of 10,785 levels, then traders and investors should prepare themselves to see the index heading towards 10,557 levels." The Indian rupee breached 73 against the dollar for the first time ever to hit a record low of 73.41 against the dollar on strong demand for the American currency from importers and rising global oil prices and unabated capital outflows. The fall in equity markets also dented sentiment. Saurabh Mukherjee, who is the founder of Marcellus Investment Managers, said to Money Control, and I quote, "While RBI's action stabilized liquidity conditions in the market, I reckon the RBI might let the currency go down further. With oil steaming up and more liquidity injection from the central bank will lead to some fall in the rupee," unquote. Brent crude futures, the international benchmark for oil prices, continue to hover around the $85 a barrel mark, the highest level seen since November 2014, on rising expectations of supply concerns once U.S. sanctions on Iranian oil come into effect from next month. The last man standing industries, such as large cap autos and IT, also started melting, almost leaving no place for markets to hide. Automobile stocks were battered as fears of margin compression came to fore. Mahindra & Mahindra and Eicher Motors were the biggest losers among Nifty 50 stocks, falling more than 6%. Maruti Suzuki was down 3% on recall of super carry vehicles. Bharti Infratel also lost 6% on likely weak earnings in quarter two. TCS, Reliance Industries, Infosys, ICICI Bank, Axis Bank, and Kotak Mahindra Bank were the other major losers, down 2-4%. Metal stocks, especially aluminium producers, were in the limelight today after the world's largest alumina refinery, Norsk Hydro, closure buoyed aluminium players. Nalco surged 11.5% and Hindalco rallied 4.5%. IOC, Vedanta, Indiabulls Housing, Bajaj Finance, HPCL, BPCL, and ONGC gained between 1 and 4%. Let's turn to the Lal Street equivalents from the rest of the world. Japan's Nikkei 225 was down 0.66%, closing at 24,110, and Hang Seng of Hong Kong was down 0.13%, closing at 27,091. European markets are still trading. Let's take a quick look at what's happening over there. The Pan-European Stock 600 at the time of my saying this was up 0.56%, Britain's FTSE up 0.59%, France's CAC up 0.63%, and Germany's DAX bucking the trend there, down 0.42%. Well, it would seem that this is the week of the bear. Will this change tomorrow? We'll find out first thing in the morning as the markets open. But before that, we will also go on a morning walk down the Lal Street to do a quick recap of all that happened today and also to give you a sense of what might happen in the markets and what we can look forward to from the markets over the course of the day. And we'll also give you a few stocks to pick over the course of the day. Until then, this is me, Rakesh, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down the Lal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.